The Holiday Island Urban Improvement District Board of Commissioners special meeting is now in session. It's Monday, October 6th at 9 a.m. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will Secretary call the roll, please?
Commissioner Roachford here, Commissioner Reagan.
Here.
Commissioner Stith.
Here.
Commissioner Pinkley.
Here.
Commissioner Rob.
Here.
All present.
We have a quorum. Got a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Been moved in second to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Action items. New business, considerations, action to approve the purchase of a VersaBoom for the roads department. Got a motion to discuss the action to approve the purchase of a VersaBoom.
I'll make that a motion.
I'll second it.
Been moved in seconded to talk about or discuss the purchase of a VersaBoom for the road department. Make your comments.
Yes, I got a lot of comments.
Okay.
All right. If you look, there's a lot of equipment. Here is a 2022 tractor. This one particularly is $107,000. Here's another one for $115,000. And it's a 22B VersaBoom. This is in Salt Lake City. And it has a boom, and the mower is a 2022 VersaBoom. The tractor is a New Holland 110 horse tractor, four-wheel drive, air conditioning, everything. And this one is $115,000. Here's another one for $115,000. And this is in Lake City, Georgia. This one is $115,000. It's a 22-foot VersaBoom. It also has a tractor. It's a New Holland, 110 horsepower, full drive, air conditioning. That's one. Second one is, now here's another one for $79,000. This is a used tractor. It has a 22-foot VersaBoom, all been redone. And this is just, and this has a tractor. It's a 22-foot VersaBoom, rotary cutting head. It has all the glass in the tractor is Lexan. So there's no, and it is, like I say, it's a 2019 New Holland 110 horsepower tractor, enclosed cab with heat, air, 110 diesel engine, 90 PTO horsepower, a 16.3 transmission, power shuttle, VIN number, they give you all of that. And that is $79,000. Now here's about a half a dozen more. And they range, this one is a used one. It has a 125 horsepower tractor, and it's a $89,000. And it has a 30-foot boom on it. And that's 89. Here's another one for $105,000. That's a 22-footer. With a, that's a John Deere with a joystick. It's a 2020 John Deere. And the hours on the tractor, I never printed that. But that's $105,000. Here's another one, a 2015 Spearhead. We're probably not interested in that. I shouldn't have printed that one, but I just printed it. And here's another one for $115,000, 2022 VersaBoom, 22-footer, joystick, controls, rotary, a New Holland tractor, 110 horsepower, full air, everything cab, Lexan Windows, $115,000. Another boom, hydraulic, well, this is hydraulic, just a mower. We're interested in that. But that's just some of the ones that I were printed off.
Did you just...
And this is $50,000 cheaper than what we're buying.
Yeah, there, it sounded like some good stuff in there. Did you share any of that with our department heads?
I have not shared it with anybody.
Okay.
Not till this meeting.
Okay, so, because it's hard to do, I think I mentioned this the last time when we were talking about VersaBooms versus this horsepower versus that horsepower. So when you're trying to do a comparison, we need to really match exactly. And I couldn't even keep up with all the ones you listed. So I'll be honest with you, that was a lot of information, which is why I think it would have been nice to have that, to be able to look at and do a comparison instead of just getting it right now. But do you have any, you heard all of those. Is there anything that jumped out as comparison to what you have here?
I'm thinking. I think the best alternative is to buy a new one because it's a piece of equipment. We're going to have 20 years. We'll get a warranty with it. And, you know, those tractors there, do we get a warranty on it? No.
$50,000 difference?
It doesn't matter.
$2,000. Yes, it does. I've been around tractors for 70 years.
Well, at this,
I know what
at this time, I'm not looking for a used tractor now.
You're not the boss either.
That's right. The decision I'm going to make is for the road department and to better this community. I want a brand new tractor that will last 20 years, and we don't have to worry about transmissions, the cutter head, or anything.
They aren't guaranteed for 20 years.
No, but if you take care of it.
This is a 2022 with 1,000 hours on it.
That's totally up to the commission. If you all want to decide on a used tractor, I can go through them and look at them. Or you can go through there and look at them.
I mean, to be honest, I do. I mean, the cost is an issue. I'm not going to lie. So there is something to be said. If you have a list, can we take a recess and at least see if there's anything that's comparable? To me, I'm an apples to apples guy. If we can get a used, if a used makes sense.
Mike, let me ask you one question. In the past, you've mentioned that, well, we have to have new because of a warranty. Explain to me exactly what that warranty is and what it covers.
Well, the warranty part covers the main stuff on the tractor.
What?
Mechanically, transmissions, you know, drivetrain.
For how long?
For 2 years or three. That's totally up to the commission.
Well, we don't buy brand new fire trucks.
I understand that.
There's a limit to what Heisen can afford brand new. And we've gotten into this rut of everything we buy has to be brand new. I don't understand that mentality when you get a 2-year warranty and there's a $50,000 price spread between new and used. $50,000 would pay for a lot of warranty repairs.
That's totally up to you. If you want to buy a used, then
but
that's
I don't,
totally up to you.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at used?
No, I haven't. Not on this at all.
Okay.
And I really don't, you know, I don't think it's safe to buy one because they're all mistreated, very mistreated.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen some. I've seen them come back. I mean, there's places that check. They change every 4 or 5 years, you know. They don't keep them.
So why would our cutters wear 20? Out?
Huh?
Why would a new one for us last 20 when everybody
because
else?
Because we're cutting less. We're not using it all every day in and out.
Well, that's the problem we have with $165,000 is we don't use it every day. And it's something that's very dedicated and it can only be used for one thing.
That's right.
Is that why part of the reason you're trying to say you're going to get 20 years out of it? Because you're going to use it less?
Well, we're behind 5 years on cutting driveways right now. Everywhere. I can take you out on these roads, there's trees this big around where they're not supposed to be.
I 100% agree that we're
behind.
I guess from my perspective, and I may be on an island, I don't know, but we did budget for this $165,000. So when you stick to a budget, budgets are meant to keep you honest. And that's how I do my budget. It's like, if I stick to my budget, I get rewarded for meeting my goals. So if we budgeted last year based on this is going to be a new tractor and we'll be able to keep it for 20 years, maybe it makes sense.
Well, I've been around tractors for 40 years, 50 years, and I know that tractors last more than 40 years. More than 40 years. You can call a couple of guys, I'll give you their phone number, and they work on John Deere tractors all the time, and they can tell you that none of them last 20 years without repair. None of them. No new one.
Rich,
so we're not doing anything different.
Right now,
we can buy the sign for the difference in price.
Anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. They're sending Justin out to take a look at it. Our main concern is the crack of the bottom side of the frame where the PTO housing is. And from the pictures, they couldn't tell how much damage was if they total it or not. If they total it, it's $10,000, they take it. If they can fix it, we'll get $5,000 for repairs, then we're just going to turn around and sell it on Purple Wave.
That's similar to the fire truck we sold?
Fire truck was that was dealt with by the previous fire chief, and he sold that dream on the rating, ISO rating, and we didn't even need it. So we actually sold it for pretty much exactly what we
read the rules
got for.
How much was that it sold for?
I was just informed this morning it was $80,000, but I thought it was $85,000, and we purchased it for $82,000.
I thought this is the one in California we paid like $135,000 for. It was a ladder truck.
It was an extended ladder truck, but it wasn't the $130,000.
Then we sent two guys out there to drive it back.
Yeah, that was the only one.
Actually, I thought it was the only reason I think I'm the one might mention it to you, $85,000 or $80,000, because I saw a line item in the financials from last.
That was the previous one. This one, the ladder one, we have not sold yet. That's
what's in our financials for the
other
85,
one we sold 000. Was a utility truck for $83,000.
So that's what I was saying. Yeah. So I don't know the cost.
The ladder truck we have not sold yet because it is up getting fixed.
Read that rule.
Repaired.
Please.
Well, it's been brought to my attention that this truck was sold without any board approval or knowledge, which is against our regulations.
Wait, not to interrupt. Can we hold off on that? Because that's a different topic. So I want to, before we go down to that topic,
yeah,
let's finish.
Let's continue on with the track.
Right.
Well, my point was that whatever the amount was, the fire department says they didn't need it, so they sold it. So obviously that money went back in the general fund, and that would offset the cost of a FERSA boot.
Yeah, I can help. Yeah. It's the general fund.
We also just...
The money is up for grabs, and I'm just assuming they go to the roads department.
We also just sold a whole bunch of stuff on Purple Wave that brought almost
$20,000. Almost 25.
Almost 25.
25?
Yeah.
Almost. I think it's 23 something.
So they're worth 110. And we got enough in the budget to pay for the rest. Used machines versus new. New is a relative term. Everybody in this room drives a used car. I don't care if you bought it yesterday, it's a used car. Tractors, the warranties, they're... I'm not a fan of warranties. There's so many little fine intricacies of warranty that they can get out of paying for anything. And it comes down to maintenance, who did the maintenance, abuse of the equipment. There's all kinds of stuff.
I can tell you a little example. I was buying a tractor for the city of Decatur, and we run it, and it dropped a pin out of the four-wheel drive and the transmission, which cost almost $6,000. You know, and that's just one example I've had. I've got several other ones on warranty, too, on lawnmowers and different things.
I mean, Mike, let me ask, can we use this thing for anything else?
It's just the versatility. I mean, we can brush all with it, too. We cut this down here. all this on the side of the hill. I mean, and, you know, equipment in different places, cities and private entities, they don't last as long because you've got different individuals over the years in and out of them things. I mean, we have tractors right now for brush hogs. They're almost 20 years old and they're wore out right now. They have to be replaced next year.
I believe that.
I mean, they're wore out. I mean.
So that just shows us that these used tractors are fine because we got, you got tractors 20 years old now that need to be replaced.
I got one right now.
And I know that these.
I got one right now that's burnt rings up. It's got to be replaced in next year.
What is that machine used for?
Brush hogging. We have two brush hogs. That's 2006s and they're both wore out.
Okay, so will this take the place of one of those?
What will take place?
The VersaBloom.
No, the VersaBloom's completely different. But I'm just
saying. You just told me that it can be used for brush hogging. Didn't you? Remember, you just told me?
The VersaBloom can be used for brush hogging different things that they can't reach. They can't reach this stuff down here on the right ways.
Well, my point is, if it can be used part-time for brush hogging, why can't it be used all the time for brush hogging, as well as using it for a VersaBloom? That makes it a lot more versatile piece of equipment.
Well, you could, but it's kind of it's out in the road a lot, and you're going way out in the road. If you're using the VersaBloom, you're way out in the road, across the yellow line sometimes. Just brush hogging right there. Beside the road. And that's what the brush hogs do.
And a VersaBloom can't brush hog up close?
Yeah, it can, but you're going to be out further because you can't actually get it this close. You're going to be around the center line.
You basically have to shut the road down completely in order to complete that.
Yeah, you'd have to have people out there. I have people behind me on both sides when I take the VersaBloom, when I did and went down state line. I had to have people behind me stopping people because I was over far enough to cut both the right-of-ways down state line, because the brush hog can't do it.
Okay. So you do have to use it for state, for example, state line. You have to use it.
Oh yeah, it has to be mowed, of course, yeah. And there's stuff everywhere that has to be banding. I mean, there's all kinds of places we mow with the VersaBloom. I mean, not just brush, but.
I'm not at all disagreeing that you need the equipment. I'm just trying to see it that it can be used for more things than just a VersaBloom.
Well, it sounds like it is, right? I mean, he's saying on certain streets that they're using the VersaBloom.
Well, we had a bucket truck. We don't have a bucket truck now. I use it to trim trees as high as I can so people, trash trucks don't hit them, everything else. If, you know, and we don't have one, we're going to have a bucket truck. Some other things to trim trees.
Not if we get rid of the roads department, or we get rid of the sewer department, water department, we're not going to have
it. No,
I make a motion, again, so your suggestion for the 166.
Is it Berryville?
It's the Holland VersaBloom, correct?
Yes.
For 166.
We've got to look at these.
I make a motion that we, based on the what I had in front of me that we were supposed to look at, I'm going to make a motion that we vote on that motion.
I'll second.
I don't know which one we're talking about.
It's the Holland.
I'm looking at a John Deere for $165.
It's the WT. This one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just one page by itself.
Okay, what are these other ones that are the same
price? That bid there on WT,
it's good
to
October 15th.
I'm sorry, say that again, please, Mike.
That bid is good to October 15th.
Thank you.
And then after that, it's going to probably go up just like the one down that
like
I got.
180 something. Which is
New Holland for 189.
Thank you.
Well, I can tell you this. Tractors are not running off the shelf right now. Farmers are going upside down. Tractor sales are going to plummet, and they've already started. John Deere just laid off 600 employees. So I don't want to hear pressure from a salesman telling me, oh, this is our last one, this is the best deal. I don't believe any of that salesman.
I'm not. I'm just saying that bid's good for October.
Okay.
After that, they're not going to.
Well, here's a unit mower, a bush hog mower, hydraulic, for $4,000.
That's been.
Seconded by.
The motion has been made and has been seconded.
So now, basically, you want to take a roll call then?
The motion's been made.
To purchase.
To purchase this tractor, the New Holland, for $166,000. And something I don't see on this misleading purchase order, there's no sales tax. Why is there no sales tax on here? Well, I guarantee you we're going to pay taxes on $166,000 machine.
So that's a lot.
I'm not seeing sales tax on any of the bids.
What do you say, they're tax exempt? Or the dealers seem to think that we are a tax exempt.
Most cities are, but we're not a city. So we have to pay tax.
So these bids, because the dealers assume that we are tax exempt, which we are not. So they're on top of the $166,000 or the $182,000.
We're going to pay $16,000 average sales
tax. Well, how much sales tax?
$12,000.
How much?
$12,000.
Yeah.
Roughly.
We need to look at these tractors before we buy anything. There's a lot better deal than that. Just say $50,000. You're worried about, David, you're worried about $40,000 for a sign, and you don't give a dang about spending $187,000.
No, you can grandstand all you want. I'm saying that we budgeted for it. We didn't budget for $170,000. We budgeted for $166,000.
Correct.
So, no, the budget.
$160,000.
Our budget for capital improvements is $170,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got right here.
Right, I don't have it in front of me. So
I do. It's black and white. The budget was $170,000 in capital improvements.
Why it's lower is because
that's the reason I was getting the $163,000 because we bought that now. We did have capital improvements for something else earlier this year. It was an expenditure. That's why.
The approved budget number was 170.
I'm just saying that
the budget was nothing else.
Yeah.
The number is 170.
Correct. That's what we budgeted for.
Correct.
But that's for all the capital improvements too. But we're already in October, so we're 10 months into our budget.
And the 170
was just for the road department.
Well, then what did we spend? Then what did we spend?
For the verse boom. $170,000 was just for the verse boom that was
correct.
Approved.
That's what's in the budget.
Yes.
But what did we put against that?
We bought a brush hog and we just took the $8,000 for the brush hog out of their capital improvement.
So we did have, to your point, we were set for $170,000. It was
originally the budget was set for $170,000 for a new verse boom mower.
Right.
Yep. And then we needed to have the brush hog, so we just took that line item out of that capital improvement for $8,000. Which left us, $7,000 left us $163,000.
How many horsepower is this tractor?
I'm just going to say
this one.
And it was just, it's just a line item.
We can do the same thing for the $100,000. So that's where we're back by $100,000. We found the roads that we still have.
2 years
to
old.
To help to bring it to deficit.
Well, we do.
We do.
We're for the shortfall. Period.
Correct. With taxes, a shortfall.
Well, it's been.
Again,
the motion was made, it's been seconded, we'll take the vote.
Okay.
Will the secretary call the roll?
Commissioner Roachford?
Yes.
Commissioner Reagan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stith?
Yes.
Commissioner Pinkley?
No.
Commissioner Ralph?
What did you have for the votes already? I didn't hear what
it's. It's yes, 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 no,
yes.
This?
Yes.
And then you're the last vote.
No.
Okay. So it's 3 yes.
3-2.
3-2.
Mike, looks like you got a new tractor.
Thank you.
Uh, When are we gonna see this delivered? When are we gonna see it in operation?
Probably, I think they're about 6 months out.
6 months?
Probably.
Jeez, we could buy this tomorrow and have it. You're saying you need it so bad and then we're gonna wait 6 months?
I've had a man in the back of the truck cutting with a pole saw.
It don't make any difference. 6 months, he's gonna be doing it with a pole saw.
No, we're not. We're not doing it that way anymore.
We can do that, not do it?
It's dangerous and we're not gonna do it. The truck bed's slick. We can't do it that way.
Mike, don't shoot anything that's unsafe or illegal.
I'm not gonna.
And I don't blame you one bit. You are the boss and don't put your men in jeopardy.
I'm not gonna. I can't.
You can't. You're right.
Not even for liability on a high set. I mean, you know.
I don't want to see your guy get hurt.
I mean, it's dangerous enough using a personal gun.
Elizabeth.
On the hills.
Mike, I might make this suggestion. You now have the money to spend. I tell this dealer here to go pound sand, go find something sooner, and another dealer to get it delivered in.
They're all out that long.
I'll check up on that today.
That guy right there, that WT, is really where we need to go because it's got a diamond cutter on it. I worked about 100 hours on this, and I know what tractors we need and what cutter we want on there to last.
You never looked at one used tractor. Here's a 2022 for $115,000.
That's right.
A bigger tractor.
What kind of cutter does it have?
This is a joke.
What kind of cutter does it have? I mean, is it a 5 foot cutter? I mean, I'm going by what all the counties are using and what everybody else is using. That is what everybody is using. Right there, what we're buying.
I got no problem with that.
And I understand it's a money.
This is a done deal, but I'm somewhat disappointed that we're going to have to wait 6 months.
It might be closer to 4 months. I don't know for sure, but they're all out because you have to have the tractor and then they have to put the cutter on. And the cutters may be behind, you know, I don't know.
Which cutter is this? The versatile?
It's a diamond cutter, yeah. They have to be attached to the tractor.
Well.
And a lot of times they send it to Little Rock to get a diamond cutter on it, and then they bring it back, and then they get delivered to us.
Okay.
Everybody either has it sent somewhere to get done, and there's a schedule. There's only a few companies that put cutters on. And diamond cutter's really busy because everybody's getting away from all the other cutters. I mean, Alamo is more expensive, but everybody's using diamonds.
Okay.
I mean, that's Missouri, Arkansas. I went through this all over it. And it's not sitting outside, it's gonna be under a shed.
Well, one thing in your favor is that the weather is that we're moving into winter and they're not gonna use it as much anyway.
That's so. The best time to use it.
Well, you don't have it.
Well, I know, but we will have it. I mean.
Winter will be over.
It doesn't matter, it's gotta be used. We use it. I can use it every week. So,
you're not going to be using it for 6 months.
I don't have enough people to put somebody on it. I don't. Okay. Okay. I've got a day here and a day there. Sometimes I run it, but if I get a new tractor, I can put somebody else on it because it's safe enough. Before we had
you can't put somebody on a used tractor, but you can put them on a new one.
No, that I'm talking about sense. The one we were using. I wouldn't put anybody on it.
No.
Because it's
well,
dangerous.
We could go get this one tomorrow. Have it tomorrow.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Thank you for the tractor, the commissioners.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Thank you for your time, Mike.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Motion is made. Second that we adjourn. We have all those in favor.
Aye.